Truthspresso, episode 20.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Has Chick-fil-A surrendered to the LGBTQ+ community? Have they caved in to the pressure from previous protests? Hi, this is Daniel Minnick, and welcome to Truthspresso. This episode is released on an untimely basis. I usually release episodes of Truthspresso Monday mornings on schedule. I record them ahead of time and schedule them to be released on Monday mornings at midnight. However, this episode is different because the issue that we're dealing with is rather timely. I have hastily gone to Studio 2. Studio 2 is what I refer to my car at work in the parking garage. So I have my laptop here with me recording. I have one of my microphones plugged into my laptop in the soundproof studio of my car in a parking garage. Why am I recording this episode on Wednesday morning to be released Wednesday morning and not on Mondays? Because this episode is very time sensitive. Perhaps you have read the news yesterday. It broke out all over the internet yesterday, claiming that Chick-fil-A has caved into the LGBTQ+ pressure and have decided to stop donating to so-called anti-LGBTQ+ organizations. Well, I'm here to tell you early on, before the dust settles on this issue, that this is what I believe is fake news. 2019 has proven to be a year chock full of fake news. On the heels of the Mueller report from last year, investigating for 2 years that President Trump was somehow in league with Russia and committing treason, the Mueller report demonstrated that none of these allegations were true, that, you know, whatever little things that President Trump did that were wrong were not really what was being accused of and what the what provoked the investigation. It was a media stunt. It was Trump derangement syndrome. And then to usher in the year 2019 with a bang, if you remember back in January of this year, there was the Covington Catholic High School controversy, where at the March for Life, a group of Covington Catholic High School boys, this was a male school, and so these boys, after having participated in the March for Life, were waiting for their bus to go home. But the news reported was that Nick Sandman, who seemed to be the face of this group, was staring down a Native American named Nathan Phillips, while Nathan Phillips was just drumming to the beat of an indigenous march song, and Nick Sandman was somehow acting in a white supremacist, racist way, arrogantly smiling at Nick Phillips. And after the dust settled on that fake news, as the news outlets were very quickly trying to report something as news that really was not the real news, as the longer video showed in that instance, was that the real news was about the black Hebrew Israelite groups who were first heckling the Native Americans in the Indigenous People's March there, telling them that they were capitulating to the white supremacist groups who were controlling the country, that they, as northern tribes of Israel, were rebelling against the God of Israel. And then the black Hebrew Israelites were heckling the Covington Catholic boys. And now these boys did not really respond in kind. They were trying to ignore these very violent racist insults that were hurled at them. And so this was fake news. And not very long after that, in February of 2019, we had the Jussie Smollett saga, where Jussie Smollett, the homosexual black, or at least partially black, homosexual actor on the TV show Empire, staged an attack with two of his friends, a fake racist, fake homophobic attack against him in the street of a an uptown suburban area of Chicago. And after, you know, the media went berserk trying to show that, yes, this is another pro-Trump white supremacist attack, just like the Covington High School incident, just because Nick Sandman was wearing a red Make America Great Again hat. That hat has somehow become the trigger for anti-Trump derangement, or Trump derangement syndrome, and white supremacy and all things bad in this country. He got villainized by fake news. And so Jussie Smollett tried to use the MAGA hat as a symbol for racism, and try to race bait and homophobe bait by getting two of his friends, who turned out to be Nigerian descent, black people from Africa, supposedly committing a racist assault against him in the streets. And things didn't work out with the cameras and so on like that. The saga really still is going on in different forms, with the city of Chicago suing him for making them have to do a police investigation against his fake attack and so on. But I'm saying this all to say that we need to remember that 2019 is proving to be a year of fake news, and the leftist media is intent on trying to attack their enemies by finding little bits of facts, but providing their own context and spinning it as news just to get people to hate Donald Trump, President Trump, or to get Christians into trouble, or get Christians to go against some of their favored companies or organizations. It's all an attempt to get people to turn against other people. And in this case, I would like to say that there is a fake attack against Chick-fil-A. So my fellow Christian listeners, to begin investigating into this issue, I would like to present James chapter 1 and verse 19 from the Bible. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." And I believe that verse applies very well in this context. We need to be swift to hear. We need to be swift to listen. We need to, as the proverb says, it is the heart of a king to search out a matter. And so we need to search out a matter. We need to hear first before speaking. And by hearing, I don't mean just hear the headlines. I mean really listen and really read and really think before we speak. We need to be slow to speak and slow to wrath. So yesterday, the internet exploded with articles, and I'm going to reference one that I just pulled up now from CNN Business. I think this is one of the worst offenders here. It says, Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. This is by a Jordan Valinsky. Now, the headline, as is the case with spin media, is not entirely false, but as you read it and as you get the way the wording is, it is intended to communicate something that is not entirely true. It says that Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. So what is true about this and what is false about it? What it seems to communicate in the heading, and a lot of people will read a heading, a very short heading that is carefully crafted to communicate something, and jump to conclusions. What really is the case here? Well, Chick-fil-A has restructured its donation strategy for the next year. Chick-fil-A has finished its multi-year commitments to certain organizations. It has given to many different organizations, and two of these organizations are the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Now, these organizations are what the leftist media has termed anti-LGBTQ or Q plus organizations. You know, that acronym just seems to keep getting longer and longer with more suffixes added, and there's just, it's pretty much almost becoming meaningless. It pretty much will include anyone who simply just wants to oppose the biblical definition of marriage. And so What happens when you read this headline? Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. It sounds like a general statement. It sounds like Chick-fil-A has, you know, pounded the table and said, "We have made an official change to our policy. We will now never donate to any organization that itself has any goal of being anti-LGBTQ plus." Now, that is dishonest. That is not what is going on here. It's only true in a certain superficial sense. Chick-fil-A will no longer donate in 2020, according to their scheduled restructured donation strategy, to two particular organizations that have been singled out. Now, is the Salvation Army an anti-LGBTQ organization? Well, it is only that in the sense that in their statement of faith, they have spelled out that they support the biblical definition of marriage, that it's between a man and a woman. Is the Salvation Army a political organization, a think tank, or what have you, that pushes an agenda to, enact laws? No, the Salvation Army is a charity. It is a organization that supplies donation clothing and other supplies to poor people. It provides relief for people. Those are the goals. Now, just because they were started by Christians and they have a Christian statement of faith, that doesn't mean you can properly call the Salvation Army an anti-LGBTQ organization. That makes you think that their goal is to oppose LGBTQ people. That is not what the Salvation Army is. That is what the leftist media have labeled them. And then you have the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They are labeled an anti-LGBTQ organization because of their statement. They have, what I understand, and in their employee contract, they want, you know, it's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so in their employment application, they want their employees to be Christians, and they want their employees to hold to biblical values, that of one of which is an understanding of the biblical definition of marriage. Now, the goal of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is not to enact policies, enact laws, push for laws, lobby for laws with a goal to oppose LGBTQ people. That anti-LGBTQ, once again, is a leftist media label given to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So let's go back to CNN Business's headline. It says, Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. What does that tell you, dear reader? What are they trying to get you to understand? That Chick-fil-A somehow has enacted this generic policy not to give to any so-called anti-LGBTQ organizations that the leftist media will label as such. But what is actually true? In Chick-fil-A's 2020 donation strategy, the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in particular, those two organizations that the leftist media has labeled anti-LGBTQ, will not receive donations in 2020. So this is, you know, just because there are two organizations that the leftist media has singled out as, wow, they're not going to receive donations next year, whereas they received them in 2019, that means Chick-fil-A is not going to donate to anti-LGBTQ organizations. Well, the real truth is Chick-fil-A has excluded these two, among others, from their donation strategy for 2020. This is not a general policy of Chick-fil-A. This is dishonesty. According to the article, it says, Chick-fil-A is making major changes to its charitable foundation, the Chick-fil-A Foundation, ending donations to two organizations that have been criticized for being anti-LGBTQ. So the first sentence of this article actually clarifies a little bit what the headline would mislead people to believe. Quote, the fast food chain announced Monday that beginning next year it will only donate to a certain group of charities. Now there is the truth. That list, quote, that list no longer includes the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Parentheses FCA. Both organizations have taken controversial stands on homosexuality and same-sex marriage, unquote. So there you have it. There is the truth in a nutshell. Those two organizations will not receive donations next year, and now the article is trying to make an issue out of it, claiming that Chick-fil-A has a policy, have made a change in their donation policy of not giving to so-called anti-LGBTQ organizations, but that is a label that the leftist media has given to those two organizations. It's not Chick-fil-A that has given them that label. There's nothing in anything that Chick-fil-A has detailed or said that of which I am aware, and I've tried to research this last night and yesterday afternoon. Chick-fil-A has not said anything that seems to say that their reason for not including the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in their donation strategy for next year has anything whatsoever to do with their so-called anti-LGBTQ policies. That's an invention of the leftist media. Now, in response to this situation, many Christians and conservative groups have backlashed against Chick-fil-A, particularly a former presidential candidate in the 2008 race for the Republican nomination for president, news commentator Mike Huckabee, has said that Chick-fil-A should rename its sandwich as the Ichabod Chicken Sandwich, you know, claiming that Chick-fil-A has betrayed those who have supported them. Mike Huckabee is the one who arranged a day in 2012 to support Chick-fil-A after Chick-fil-A president Dan Cathy expressed his pro-biblical marriage viewpoint. Now, Chick-fil-A has never said anything or never practiced anything that they actually discriminate in selling chicken sandwiches to customers based on their so-called sexual orientation or anything like that. Chick-fil-A has never engaged in any kind of practice that would be considered anti-LGBTQ+. That is not the case here. All they have done, all Dan Cathy has done as the owner of Chick-fil-A is express his views. Also, what is true is that Chick-fil-A has never donated specifically to any kind of leftist organization that has any kind of leftist goal. So, of course, that's a mark against them in the minds of leftists. Like, you know, you must chant their mantra. You must promote LGBTQ stuff. And if you don't do that, you're anti-LGBTQ. Continuing on the article, quote, going forward, Chick-fil-A said it will work exclusively with organizations that focus on education, homelessness, and hunger. Those are Junior Achievement USA, Covenant House International, and donating $25,000 to local food banks, unquote. So, Chick-fil-A's donation strategy restructuring beginning in 2020 is that they will reduce the number of organizations to which they donate. To next year, 2020, they will donate to two particular organizations, Junior Achievement USA and Covenant House International, and they will do like they've done before in donating to local food banks wherever a Chick-fil-A location is opened. So, Chick-fil-A has been giving donations, some large and some small, to quite a few organizations. But their strategy, which really has been kind of consistent, but just more formalized now, is that their focus is on education, homelessness, and hunger. Chick-fil-A has never intended to give to organizations for the express purpose of them being so-called anti-LGBTQ. They haven't really given to organizations for the express purpose of funding conservative or Christian think tanks or what have you, you know, political entities. Chick-fil-A has never made that a policy. They gave to the Salvation Army because they're a charitable organization. They gave to the Association of Christian Athletes because they are a charitable organization. Chick-fil-A has always donated to organizations that focus on education, homelessness, and hunger. But Chick-fil-A's donation strategy really is to kind of consolidate to a few charities, you know, two or three in any given year, as a formal strategy. And so the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are not in that list for next year. Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy himself, or rather, let me see, you know, so I'm kind of shooting from the hip here, so bear with me if I stumble a little bit, but Chick-fil-A has said themselves that they will not remove any organization from consideration in what for future donations. So, you know, who knows? 2021 could include a donation for the Salvation Army or, you know, the Association of Christian Athletes. Chick-fil-A is primarily simply just formalizing and structuring their donation strategy in a way that's predictable. One of the changes that they're making is that they will not have any multi-year commitments. And of course, that aspect is being spun as some kind of like, oh, Chick-fil-A was stuck having to donate to an organization and that they, you know, they wanted to get out of that. And the same thing with the idea that somehow Chick-fil-A pulled funding, so to speak, for the Salvation Army and the Association of, or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's not what happened. Chick-fil-A had made multi-year giving commitments to those two organizations. They didn't pull any of the funding. They completed the funding, and they're deciding to give to other organizations. So let's run some thought experiments. Let's really ask ourselves some questions, Christian. Let's ask some obvious questions. Number one, was Chick-fil-A in any way ever morally obligated to donate to the Salvation Army or to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? I mean, we could say that once they made the commitment, they were, but were they ever morally obligated to start donating to those organizations? I think the answer would be no. There's nothing compelling them morally. The Bible has no verse saying thou shalt donate to the Salvation Army. Now, once they fulfilled their giving commitments, their multi-tier giving commitments, which you could bill as, you know, really a large one-time donation. They said they're going to donate across these years, and they did. So think of it in that term as a large one-time donation spanning across multiple years. So has Chick-fil-A after giving to these two organizations, do they, because they actually did give, do they now have a moral obligation to continue to give after fulfilling their commitments? Must they now say, well, they were worthy causes, so now we are beholden morally to renew our commitments and continue to give to these two specific organizations? I think you would have to be honest and say the answer is no. So why didn't they give to these organizations? Well, that's a question for Chick-fil-A's management. And it's a question of, really, you know, they're the ones who can answer it. And it appears that their giving strategy is to focus on a few organizations for each year, kind of consolidate their giving strategy and focus it on certain goals, which have not changed, really. They're just formalizing their strategy. And they've given to many organizations. They're instead of giving a little bit to many organizations, what they're doing is they're giving a lot to a few. And they have said that they're going to stop making multi-year commitments. And so each year they're going to reevaluate and figure out, should we renew for the next year or should we switch to another organization? That's it. And so you can't force them to give to the Salvation Army and to the Association of Christian Athletes when they've given to many other organizations, and say that because those two are excluded from the list, you know, which there are many others that are excluded from the list that are not really so-called anti-LGBTQ organizations, that somehow Chick-fil-A has a particular reason for not giving to them, and that reason has to do with their so-called anti-LGBTQ stance. Unless Chick-fil-A actually says something like that, it is speculation to report as news that that's why they did it. And Christian, I want to hold you to a higher standard. We do not speculate and promote speculation as fact. Okay, so I just saw in the CNN article that Tim Tassopoulos, the president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A, in a statement said, quote, "No organization will be excluded from future consideration, faith-based or non-faith-based." And the article itself says, quote, "But that leaves open the opportunity that it could donate to foundations in the future that might hold to anti-LGBTQ views," unquote. So this really is nothing. This is spin. This is spin doctoring. This is news. This is rather fake news, where there's really very little news to be had. There's nothing from Chick-fil-A in which they said anything that would indicate that the reason why they stopped giving to the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, other than the fact that they fulfilled and finished their multi-year commitments to them. It is the leftist media spin that is inserting a context that does not exist. And Christian, please be discerning. Please think. Please stop believing the media hype from the leftist media. Please stop reading headlines and jumping to conclusions. Please stop allowing them to make you read between the lines things that are not there. Now, as I was reading these articles, I understood carefully by reading that the articles are reporting something that is, you know, as I said, is not there. Now, let me propose my own fake news for your consideration that seems to be left out of the narrative. From the CNN article, quote, the CNN article is quoting from the Salvation Army and their response to not receiving funds from Chick-fil-A for 2020. Quote, "We're saddened to learn that a corporate partner has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homelessness organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army, as the largest social services provider in the world, is already fully committed," unquote, the Salvation Army said in a statement, unquote, from the article. So the Salvation Army is sad that Chick-fil-A is not giving to them but to other organizations for the purpose of donating to relief and hunger, when those are the functions that the Salvation Army receives from or performs. Now, please note that how much money did Chick-fil-A give to the Salvation Army? According to the article, in 2018, the Chick-fil-A gave $115,000 to the Salvation Army. Now, that's comparatively low, and really they gave it for particular seasonal events. Now, continuing with the CNN article, quote, "The organization said it believes it is the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ plus population." Quote from Salvation Army, "When misinformation is perpetuated without fact, our ability to serve those in need, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, or any other factor, is at risk," unquote, the Salvation Army said. Quote, "We urge the public to seek the truth before rushing to ill-informed judgment and greatly appreciate those partners and donors who ensure that anyone who needs our help feels safe and comfortable to come through our doors," unquote from the Salvation Army, unquote from the article. So the Salvation Army is protesting the misinformation that they should properly be labeled an anti-LGBTQ plus organization. The Salvation Army is claiming that they do, you know, they provide more relief to LGBTQ plus people than any other organization. So, couldn't I, as a Christian, come up with my own fake news spin on that and say that Chick-fil-A has decided to stop donating to the Salvation Army because the Salvation Army has capitulated to the political pressure and decided to renounce their stand on the biblical definition of marriage? I mean, the wording from the Salvation Army is much more clear that it sounds like they are pro-LGBTQ+. Chick-fil-A has not said anything of the kind. Why is all this backlash against Chick-fil-A for their donation decisions, but Christians are not crying out about the Salvation Army and what, according to their words, would look much more like caving into political pressure? The Salvation Army are the ones trying to protest against misinformation to claim that they're not as anti-LGBTQ plus as the media has made them out to be. So let's think about that. Let's consider that. Now, of course, I'm not trying to propose that as news, even though it would actually be maybe seem to be a little more accurate than the narrative we're getting in the media. Now, as I was trying to research this, on Facebook, I was replying to some people who were outraged at Chick-fil-A, and I was urging people to read things carefully, be discerning, don't look at the headlines and respond to them, don't look at memes and respond to them. As Christians, we need to read carefully and be aware of the possibility of fake news. And as I was researching and gathering my thoughts, I noticed a new Snopes article had come out. Now, it looks like Dan McGill of Snopes must have been spending a lot of time yesterday, desperately trying to piece together all of the relevant information to shed some light on this situation that arose yesterday. So Snopes has a new article that came out yesterday in the face of all this stuff that came out yesterday, and it says, "Did Chick-fil-A stop donations to groups criticized as anti-LGBT?" And the article rates it as mixture. And so what is true that Snopes recognizes is that Chick-fil-A has announced a new quote, a new charitable donation strategy, unquote, which ended up not including the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that quote, both high profile groups that have been criticized in the past as anti-LGBT would no longer receive funding in 2020, unquote. So that part is true. See, this is what this is all about. It's just the fact that among the organizations listed for donation in 2020, those two groups are not in the list. Welcome to truth, people. So what is false? And what does Snopes recognize is really going on? What is the missing context? According to Snopes, quote, "Furthermore, many news reports markedly failed to mention that the fast food company's change in approach to charitable donations did not appear to have been specifically targeted at Christian organizations perceived as anti-LGBT, and that, in fact, more than 80 groups, many of them with no religious affiliation, who received funding in 2019, would also no longer be funded," unquote. Well, imagine that. So why are those two groups, the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, specifically singled out by the leftist media in order to promote a fake news story? Because they don't like those organizations, because they have in their statements, or they have made statements in the past that the leftist media didn't like. And so if there's an opportunity to slam Chick-fil-A and those two groups, well, here you go. Continuing with the Snopes article, quote, "According to the statement by Chick-fil-A, the new approach will involve the foundation giving a total of $9 million to Junior Achievement USA, a K-12 educational nonprofit, Covenant House International, a nonprofit focused on youth homelessness, and donating $25,000 to a food bank in every location where Chick-fil-A opens a new restaurant," unquote. So Chick-fil-A has detailed their giving strategy, their purpose for 2020. They're giving to two organizations next year and the local food banks. This is their giving strategy for next year. Why do we think that they are obligated to include the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in their giving for any given year? They fulfilled their giving commitments to them, and they're trying to come up with a formal giving strategy, and they're giving to two specific organizations next year. And each year, Chick-fil-A is going to reevaluate determine each given year what organizations they're going to give to. Now, let's get to the piece de resistance toward the end of the Snopes article. Quote, "Moreover, the change in approach does not appear to have been specifically targeted at the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In fact, several dozen separate groups who were funded in 2018 and 2019 with no record of anti-LGBT policies and often without even any religious affiliation would also no longer receive any money from the Chick-fil-A Foundation. News outlets misled readers by failing to report this important piece of contextual information," unquote. So there you go. Problem solved. Fog lifted. Headlines misleading, refuted. All Chick-fil-A did was refactor and formalize their giving strategy that begins next year. It has nothing to do with Salvation Army or Fellowship of Christian Athletes being so-called anti-LGBT plus, unquote. That detail, that factor, is manufactured by the leftist media. Has nothing to do with what Chick-fil-A is doing. But now the damage is done. Now Mike Huckabee, bless his heart, well-meaning but reactionary, has demeaned Chick-fil-A unnecessarily. Now people have decided, well, guess where I'm not going to eat tonight, and so on. So the strategy by the leftist media is working. They're getting the results they intended. They're getting Christians to believe something that was based on false inferences that are not facts, but merely speculation, to try to reduce Chick-fil-A's bottom line, because the leftist media cannot stand the existence of Chick-fil-A. They can't stand the success of Chick-fil-A. They can't stand the success of how Chick-fil-A has made it a policy that they will not work on Sundays because of religious beliefs, and that seems on its face to be a bad business strategy, and that they're still able to be successful, and that they can hold to Christian beliefs and be successful. That is a thorn in the leftist media's side, and they will do anything to attack Chick-fil-A or the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes or any other organization that doesn't toe their party line. So, what do I have to say about all this? This is really a big nothing burger, or should I say a big nothing chicken sandwich. Did Chick-fil-A chicken out? Did they waffle on their previous stance? Or is this, once again, fake news from the liberal media? And I pray that when the dust settles on this issue, some Christians who reacted in haste will follow the verse in James chapter 1 that I read at the beginning, that they will be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, that Christians will set a model not to be a meme generation, will not be a headline generation, but that we will investigate matters before reacting, that we will set the example for truth, that we will be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you for waking up with Truth Espresso. Good morning and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truth Espresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truth Espresso.